cold of the house, the two girls, 10 and 12 years old, the meals and everything else, and spent his time in the kitchen helping out while I was there to do the cooking or help out until this woman arrived who was to be housekeeper for them. He was the one who spent his time at home. He was the one who saw to it that the girls got out to school. He was the one that stayed around and cleaned up the dishes.
Well, he stopped home from work for that.
He stayed home from work until that breakfast time was over, went out, and then came back early.
Generally, he wasn't a runaround town type.
No.
He's very much the way he is today, then, even then.
Very much interested in the house and everything about it, and in helping in any way that he could to keep things going.
Frank says today that Pop won't talk about anything unless it's religion or the family. Was that able to be seen in him even those times?
Even in those days, yes, because even in those days he got up and went to daily mass.
Is that so?
And continued to go to daily mass.
He says, I remember him saying something like this, that he began going to daily mass when his mother died at the age of 49. He thought that he'd be wearing black on his sleeve all his life, but he began about the time she died, or maybe a week after, to attend daily mass. Maybe he was attending.
But he was attending daily mass, well, maybe not absolutely regularly, but a lot of the time, even before then. That was one of the things that attracted me, that he was interested in going to daily mass, and the other thing was that he was interested in home. He was interested in staying around home and doing what he could, and he was also interested in staying there in the evenings.
Did he wash dishes those days?
He washed dishes and cleaned and did everything that he could possibly do to help out.
Did you figure that if you married him, he'd be dishwashing for you?
No, I didn't figure anything like that. I just admired the fact that he gave up everything else that was of interest to him in the way of going out and going around. I remember particularly one night during that Christmas week that his brother and a couple of the brother's friends were going to a fight, and they figured that that was the one thing that was of interest to them and to go, and he could have gone with them, but he wouldn't do it because the two little sisters were there, his father was there, and I was there, and he stayed home with us and spent the evening playing cards with his father and my mother and myself and him, and stayed there with the two little girls. I remember that particularly because it struck me that he wasn't interested in too many outside things.
And at the time he wasn't interested in you either, was he?
Oh, no. He wasn't interested in me any more than I was interested in him as a husband or anything of that sort. But the interest grew.
Well, he said it was due to that business of visiting his mother's grave with you. Is that so?
Well, I used to do that. I used to go out to his mother's grave with him to visit his mother's grave because I didn't want my mother to be going. She wasn't well, and I wanted to save her from going. And, of course, I was interested, I suppose, in going with him.
Well, did he get off any of his philosophies about death?
Oh, no.
No?
No, he didn't have any of those philosophies or any of those sermons at that time. He hadn't come to that yet.
He probably was getting it all in, though, for future use. Well, when he went out to the grave, did he say any prayers out there?
Oh, yes. That's what he went out for.
Yeah.
He went out to the grave to say prayers or to do some little fixings around the grave that might be needed.
Would he kneel down and say the prayer?
Absolutely.
Would he stay long?
For quite a long time.
He seemed very attached to his mother.
Very devoted to his mother.
I remember you saying one time to a young girl who was wondering about the boy she was marrying, what's his attitude towards his mother or his sister? Did you pick that up from watching Pop there?
Maybe. I remember him telling me how remorseful he was about the night before his mother took the stroke, that she had made cornstarch, which he is particularly fond of. And in the middle of making it, the doorbell rang, and she went to the door. And when she came back, her cornstarch was scorched. But, of course, like the rest of us, she took it out and strained it and thought it would be all right. And he made some remark at the table to his mother about the cornstarch being scorched. And she told him about having to go to the door, and he said, well, the next time, throw it out. Don't try to give it to us when it's scorched. And having said that, and knowing he hurt her, he felt very badly about it after she died, and many times told me that story of the cornstarch. And he was particularly remorseful because he had hurt her.
She died real suddenly then?
Yes, she took a stroke sometime between midnight and 3 o'clock, and they came over for us about, I guess about 7 o'clock, and I went over and stayed the whole day and all the next night. It happened to be on a Thursday, the day before First Friday.
Was she conscious?
She was conscious most of the time, and conscious really almost up till the very end.
She had the sacraments.
She had the sacraments, and they had a nurse there with her. And we all stayed with her, and all the boys and girls came together and came in and out of her room and stayed there. And
she was a rather attractive person.
Very attractive person, very sweet and lovely. And she would say to me, Rita, I don't mind for myself. I know my children will be taken care of, but it's my orphans. The orphans were children of her sisters who had died, and the children were in orphanages. And my mother and she used to go to visit these children any time that there was a visiting time, either once a month or twice a month, whatever it was. And she would say, you see that Winnie goes to visit my orphans. They're the ones that I'm worried about. But she always had somebody, like my own mother, she always had somebody that she was looking out for and taking care of, the same as my mother was. So they were very good friends. They had a great deal of interest in common.
Well, was he very much affected when she died?
Oh, yes, very much affected. They all were very much affected, so much so that the two little girls, 10 and 12 years old, wouldn't go upstairs unless I went with them, or would go into a closet and stay in a closet in the room where she had